Chapter 3. My aunt's will was as short as her husband's. Her daughter would inherit everything. A handsome young servant, Samuel, was second witness. The signing took less than 2 minutes. Afterwards, Mr. Brough looked at me, hoping perhaps that I might leave him alone with my aunt. He might as well have expected the Rock of Gibraltar to move. He said something under his breath and left. My aunt lay down on the sofa. "I haven't forgotten you, dear," she said. "You're not mentioned in the will, but I intend to give you something to remember me by." Here was a golden opportunity. I took a book out of my bag, The Snake at Home by Miss Bellows. This fine Christian work shows how evil lies in wait for us in the most innocent actions of our daily lives. "Read this book," I said, "and you will have given me all I could ever want." My poor aunt glanced at the book and handed it back to me, looking more confused than ever. "I'm afraid, Drusilla," she said, "that the doctor has advised me to read only amusing books." "Aunt," I said patiently, "let me leave it here." She gave me an exhausted look, so I thought it might be wise to leave. I crossed the hall and slipped into the library, where I noticed two of the amusing books the doctor had recommended. I took out two of mine and put them on top of them. I went into the breakfast room and put two more on the piano. I put a whole pile beside my aunt's sewing box, another by the fireplace. As I folded my clothes that night, I thought of the true riches I was giving to my wealthy aunt in the form of my good Christian books. I felt so light-hearted that I sang a song to Jesus and forgot to pray for Rachel. Next morning, as I was about to leave for Montague Square, my landlady knocked. Samuel was standing beside her with a box, looking as fresh and blue-eyed as ever. I felt a Christian, motherly interest in the boy, so I invited him in. He put the box down, looking as though he wanted to run away, and said there was a letter inside. I delayed him with a few questions. Could I see my aunt if I called at Montague Square? No. She had gone out for a drive with Miss Rachel and Mr. Ablewhite. I also discovered that they were going to a concert together the following morning. I offered Samuel tea. He rushed out. We had a meeting of the Young Mothers Small Clothes Society that night. The next day there was a meeting of the British Ladies Servants Sunday Sweetheart Society. So obviously Mr. Godfrey had no intention of being present at either. I was beginning to see our hero in a slightly different light. Feverishly I began opening the box. Was it the remembrance my aunt had promised me? No. It was my 12 precious books. I admit I was a little disappointed, but, as you know, the true Christian never gives up, so at 2 o'clock, there I was with my books again, knocking on Lady Verinder's door. "Miss Cap Ribbons," said she had had a bad night and was resting on the sofa. I said I would wait in the library. I thought that Rachel and her pleasure-loving friends, Mr. Godfrey included, alas, were all at the concert. So having placed books here and there, I decided to go upstairs and put some in the living room. As I entered, I heard a knock on the door downstairs, then heard Samuel say, "Upstairs, if you please, sir." I heard footsteps. Not wanting to be discovered upstairs on my own, I hurried into a small area on one side of the living room and pulled the curtain. The man entered the living room and began walking up and down, talking to himself. "Do it today. You must do it today," he kept saying. It was Godfrey Ablewhite.